Cautionary Tales by Akamine Chan, performed by Potvig Lover. I told you not to eat that last rabbit. I would offer you some bark tea. It's quite efficacious at soothing upset stomachs. But I do know how much you dislike the taste. Indeed. Perhaps there is a lesson to be learned in all of this. The Inuit tribes from Repulse Bay have a story. About a glutinous dog. My apologies. A glutinous half-wolf. The noisy ptarmigan and the hare that got away. Well, I think it is very applicable to your situation. Once upon a time, in the fair reaches of the north, there was a half-wolf. This particular half-wolf grew up alone, without a pack to call his own. He lived alone, he hunted alone, and he knew no other way of life. He didn't realize how lonely he was until he came across a family of wolves, a unified pack. He scented them and tried to stay downwind because he'd never run across others of his kind and he was curious. But the other pack found the half-wolf and chased him away, the alpha growling fiercely, teeth bared, hackles raised. The half-wolf wanted to stand his ground, but the alpha was bigger and stronger and was sure to do some damage in a fight. So the half-wolf slunk back into the boreal forest. He didn't look back, and from that point on, he resigned himself to being alone, a pack of one. The half-wolf grew and learned, but he always stayed lean and hungry, in the way of lone wolves. Ah, my mistake, lone half-wolves. One day, the half-wolf chanced upon an arctic hare, nibbling on some tender bits of Saxifraga or Positifolia. He stopped in his tracks, surprised, because usually hares ran away long before he got near. This hare just watched him with one eye and chewed contentedly. "Hello," the half-wolf said curiously. He wasn't particularly hungry, and the hare was a large one, more than enough for a meal. But the fact that it hadn't run away was keeping the half-wolf from attempting to eat it. "Greetings," said the hare, cocking his head. "Where is your pack?" "I have no pack," the half-wolf explained. "I am a pack of one." "You're a fool then," said the hare. "A wolf without a pack is a wolf waiting to die." The half-wolf tossed his head. "I am a mighty hunter. I have eaten many hares, once bigger and faster and stronger than you," he growled. "But not as smart," the hare said, and before the half-wolf could blink, turned and kicked him right on his nose, leaving behind a set of bleeding scratches as it sped off into the underbrush. The half-wolf swiped at his nose because it hurt, and licked the blood off his paw and... "Yes, thief. I know that hares are not known for their intelligence. This is a cautionary tale, usually told to children to impress upon them the importance." "I know you're not a child, but the story is still apropos." "Fine, fine. The story has nothing to do with you. At all. Better?" All right, then. The half-wolf sat on his haunches, still bewildered by the hare's unfriendly behavior, and feeling sorry for himself. He really hadn't planned on eating the hare. If it had been injured or diseased, the half-wolf might have eaten it out of compassion for its suffering. But the hare had been hale and hearty. There had been no cause for him to behave so uncivilly to him. Suddenly, a white-tailed ptarmigan popped out from the underbrush, loudly clucking, barking, and rattling, wings outstretched. It sounded like mocking laughter to the half-wolf's ears, and it made him angry. First the hare, and now the ptarmigan. "What are you laughing about?" he growled, which sent the ptarmigan into cascades of trilling. It ruffled its feathers and bobbed its head insouciantly at the half-wolf. "You," the ptarmigan said, "you can't see what is right in front of you." The half-wolf snarled menacingly at the ptarmigan. "I see you, and you look tasty." "Wolves are meant to be in packs, and you are a pack of one. It is a contradiction, and it makes no sense. You defy what it means to be a wolf." "Being a wolf means hunger," the half-wolf said, and with a snap of his jaws, he swallowed the ptarmigan whole before continuing on his way. Yes, that's the end of the story. No, it's a cautionary tale, as I said. It helps children to understand. As you wish. All right. The end.